North Bay Fire Chief Jason Whiteley tells Beta Day that no charges have yet been laid locally, but a couple of interesting stories have emerged from the current fire ban in other communities. On June 7, shortly after 9:15 p.m., OPP in Blind River got a call to assist the fire department in relation to somebody having a fire. Upon police arrival, the fire in the backyard was out, but officers saw a person who was belligerent and upset at firefighters because they couldn't have a fire. A 35-year-old man from Blind River was charged with unlawfully starting a fire in a restricted fire zone and was issued a Provincial Offenses Act notice, which carries an $880 fine under the Forest Fires Prevention Act. The day before, OPP were called to assist the Elliott Lake Fire Department in relation to somebody having a bonfire. Police arrived and found a person in the backyard trying to put the fire out. The owner of the home was not aware this was going on and wanted the person, who they knew, to leave the property. When asked to do so, the person refused and was arrested and charged. The 55-year-old from Elliott Lake is charged with unlawfully starting a fire in a restricted fire zone, and failing to leave the premises when directed. The accused was issued a Provincial Offenses Act notice for each offense. The fire fine is $880 fine. The Outdoor Fire Restrictions website says once a restricted fire zone is declared, it is illegal to set a fire for any purpose within the affected area unless specific conditions have been met. Failure to comply could result in a fine of up to $25,000, 3 months in jail, financial responsibility for any costs incurred in fighting a forest fire.